This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Jay Horowitz with the Amazing Mets Alumni Podcast with a longtime friend, Mr. Bruce Beck, one of the top sportscasters in the country in NBC. Hey, Bruce, before we get started on the hardcore stuff, my clumsiness almost ruined and maybe saved one of your live broadcasts down in Florida. Could you tell us what exactly happened that day?
Yes, Jay. It's great to be with you. But there was a moment where we were live on WNBC from Port St. Lucie, and I was getting ready to do the broadcast at 6 o'clock. And Jimmy Roberts, my cameraman, and I both lost all audio transmission back to New York, and we had no way of hearing the truck. They were able to hear us in New York, so we had to have someone who was a conduit to the whole setup. And there was Jay Horowitz with a cell phone, and Jimmy goes, Jay, call New York, call this number right away and tell them Bruce is ready to go. Let us know exactly when Bruce gets cued by New York. So Jay picks up the phone and calls New York, and they say, Jay, cue Bruce in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And Jay, you know, throws his arm, and I start the broadcast, and everything's going well, and I lead to a minute tape piece. Well, Jay is our only conduit to New York at this point, and he looks over at me and Jimmy and just, like, walks away with the phone, thinking his job was done.
I did do that, Bruce.
Yes, you did. The broadcast was still on, Jay, and you came. Jimmy yells to you. You go over to another live show where Scott Clark was for WABC, and all of a sudden Jimmy realizes you're gone and goes, Jay, get back here. You race back. You call New York on your cell phone again, and without breaking stride, they think you've been on the whole time. It reconnects, and they're going, 3, 2, 1, cue Bruce, and you cue me right on time.
That was it. My last director's part, Bruce, you know.
It was a great save, though, yeah, Jay. Well, we really appreciated it.
All's well that ends well.
Exactly.
Bruce, history has it you accurately predicted the results at pitching lines in the fifth game of the division series of 2015. You predicted that DeGrom would go 6, Noah would go 1, Familia with a 6-out save, and the Mets would win 3-2. Is that correct?
That's correct, Jay. You haven't mentioned all of the predictions I got wrong, but okay. I got that one right on the set on WNBC at 6 o'clock. I just felt that DeGrom was going to have to be replaced by Syndergaard. If you were going to do anything, don't put it to chance. Give Noah the ball for at least an inning was my feeling, and then have Familia come in for 6 outs. And I predicted the score would be 3-2 Mets, and that's the way it ended up. And afterwards, Chuck Scarborough, in his classic voice of Bruce, pretty good prediction, 3-2 Mets. That's exactly what it was. You should go straight to Las Vegas. I said, Chuck, I didn't tell you about Super Bowl last year, about another event that I've covered over the years, like the World Series, but at least I got this one right. But I just felt the Mets were going to win in that fashion.
Hey, Bruce, missed another question. Eli Manning is retired this year. David Wright, injuries cut short his career. You know, I'm a gigantic Giant fan and a big David Wright fan. And to me, there are a lot of similarities between the two of them. Both guys have no egos. They both do a lot of charity work. And for me, both guys seem like they're better people than players. Is that an accurate assessment from your part?
I think so. I think when you think of the athletes of the last 20 years and you think about cooperation and you think about class, you really think about David Wright, Jeter, and Eli Manning. Those were the three that kind of stood out to me. And believe it or not, Carmelo Anthony was tremendous to work with. He stood up after every loss. But the thing about David that I loved was his humility. He never changed. You know, some guys change when they have success. David went through success and he went through, you know, hardship. He went through disappointment at the end with the injuries, but he was always up front. He was always there to talk about any loss or anything that was going on with the organization that wasn't, you know, going smoothly. So I'll always respect David and he never blew me off or any of us off. He talked through crisis, and he talked through all the highs with the organization. What a great representative of the Mets over the years.
And Bruce, you were there in August of 2015, where David's out for a while, a lot of injuries, and it hits a home run in the first at bat in Philadelphia.
And I remember the pregame when we were talking to Terry Collins, and he goes, "What the hell are you guys here for? Like, Terry, sorry, we're here because David Wright's making a return." And Wilmer Flores hit two homers that night, but it was a big Mets comeback. But it was David Wright's story. It was his comeback with the home run, and I wanted to talk to David more than anything after the game because, hey, he was the Mets franchise. He was the face of the franchise. And it was a great comeback, a great return. And, you know, it was only fitting that he did it on the road and he did it in his first game. And, you know, that's definitely one of David's, I think, highlights of his career, that way he came back with style.
Bruce, you mentioned Terry Collins, and I know firsthand that you were always one of Terry's favorites. I mean, to come back on a Sunday night to do your show, went to mention with Bruce Beck, said, "I'll be there for Bruce. Anytime he wants me, I'll be there." Let's go back to one thing. After we clinched in Chicago, when we swept the Cubs in four straight games in 15, I know it was an emotional night for Terry. He had been fired twice, going back to the World Series. I know you talked to him one-on-one in his office. What was that conversation like?
His last line was, "Hey, New York, we're going to the World Series." And I thought that on my sizzle reel, which really represents my career. It was funny because, look, Terry was an embattled guy all those years. No one believed he was that good of a manager. And then to bring the team to the World Series in the way they did it in such emphatic fashion in Chicago, we were interviewing everybody in the locker room. And then on my way towards the field, I saw Terry in the manager's office, and I just grabbed him, and I started to do the interview. I put my arm around him. He put his arm around me like he was putting me in a bear hug, like he was Gorilla Monsoon. And it was just a great interview, a poignant moment, and it was definitely the high point, I would think, of Terry's career in terms of what he accomplished. And I remember that being just a special moment.
How have you been able to work the line of asking tough questions, getting to the point, but not alienating the guy you're interviewing? A lot of people don't have that knack. I mean, in my years as a PR director, I don't remember anybody ever refusing to interview you because they knew you would get a fair shake. But how do you, in your mind, did you pattern yourself after anyone or to get to that point where you could get to the point without alienating the people you're interviewing?
Jay, I've pissed off many people over the years, too. I've asked a question after a game saying to a player, "Do you take responsibility for this?" But I've also learned from an iconic athlete that you can be tough but fair. As long as you're fair and you're also around a lot. Like if a guy's in a slump and somebody new comes on the beat and asks a question, it's one thing. But when you ask the question and you're always there, they don't get as angry because you just try to be fair, Jay, and I appreciate the compliment, but I think it's a matter of doing your homework, asking the question that makes sense, and then hoping you have enough of a relationship with an athlete or a manager or an owner that he answers the question fairly and that your question was not off base.
There's a couple more of your highlights that you and I talked about before. In one particular game, Pedro Martinez strikes out the side. He's excited to speak to you after the game. He's speaking to you with a towel only wrapped around his waist and pretty excited. Do you remember that interview in the locker room?
I do. I do. And here was Pedro. Like, his numbers, if you go back to him, are just mind-boggling how good and how dominant of a pitcher he was. And he's got the towel around his waist and his belly is coming over and he's not really that defined with his chest. He doesn't look like what you would think of as a professional athlete. And we started talking about the steroid era and just the fact of what he accomplished. And he just turns to me and goes, "How good was I that I did it without that SHI, you know what? Like, I didn't use that stuff." And I look back at him like, wow, like, that kind of a statement means he beat him with his stuff. He beat him with his guile, with his style, with his cleverness. And it was just a great testament to Pedro. He was so honest. It was refreshing. And I love the fact that he said he beat him without ever taking that stuff.
Well, he's Pettis is one of my favorite guys. Bruce, the thing is, you've always liked the offbeat interviews. You know, like, you know, this year you played golf with Jeff McNeil. A couple of years ago, you interviewed Garth Brooks in spring training. Do you consciously look for those kind of interviews off the beaten way a little bit?
You do. I remember once going to get Derek Bell on his boat.
Right.
He had a boat in spring training. And, like, what the hell am I doing a feature on a boat for? This year, McNeil, who is a scratch golfer, who actually was thinking about becoming a pro until he decided to go full-time in baseball. I went out and played 4 or 5 holes with him. I mean, I'm a decent golfer, like an 8 handicap. But McNeil's, and I go out and I played really well, but McNeil's hit the ball 50, 60 yards past where I hit my drive, and I hit it okay. But it's fun to get an athlete in their own domain. Get them away from baseball. Get them doing something that they love to do. I always try to connect and try to cover a different aspect, because that's what our news directors look for these days. They don't just want mundane, straight baseball. Let's go and see a player doing, you know, Habitat for the Humanity. Jay, you guys have done that over the years. And I got Seaver once doing that. And when you get an iconic player, you know, helping the community, you get them in a different light where you can get different responses. And I think it shows the public that they are real, not just this guy on the field.
Yeah, Bruce, I know you're broadcast too. You've always looked to do the charity work that the players do, whether it's David at the firehouse, or Stephen Matz's bowling things. You're helping Ed Crane pool. You're doing PR, helping him get a kidney, which thankfully got last year. Have you always tried to do that with other teams too, just to try and highlight a player's charities, what he does?
I think giving back to the community is paramount. I think you have a responsibility as an athlete today. And there's nothing like seeing someone give up their time to go to Sloan Kettering, to go to a children's hospital in Jersey to give back, to show up and do, like we said, help build homes, rebuild homes for a family. So we always look for that. And over the years, the Mets visiting firehouses. I remember every year in 9/11, we go to a different firehouse. And those people, not only does the athletes appreciate you showing up, but the people, or the firemen in that case, they really are so thankful that you cared enough to go out there. So To me, Jay, it's a great way to connect as well, because you're getting the athlete away from the ball field. And if you cover an athlete's charity like Johnny Franco's, then you also have a relationship with them for life. And I respect greatly. My parents always said to me, you know, receiving is nice. Giving is nicer. Giving back is nicest of all. And I love to pay that off.
But going with an athlete in another place, I remember the interview you did with Bobby V at his home on the 15th anniversary of 9/11. You know, did it from his house. It was a pretty poignant interview.
Jay, there's nothing that was more impactful than the way the Mets and the New York sports community did their amazing charitable work right after 9/11. And it wasn't so much charitable work. It was humanity. It was doing things for New York to help with the healing. And obviously Piazza's home run, which was iconic, did a great deal to heal New York in a time where we were really looking for something that was positive. But Bobby V and the work that he did with his team and the entire Mets organization was just beyond anything that you could imagine. And so I sat with Bobby on his porch about 15 years afterwards in Connecticut and reflected back on what it meant. And that guy has got an amazing heart. There's something special about Bobby V. He was embraced by New York. You know, it wasn't just about baseball. It was about his humanity. And that really, you know, shined through when we talked about 9/11.
Bobby did a great job. Bruce, and finally, I wanted to thank you personally for all the support you gave Shannon Ford with all of her charity stuff at the end. I mean, you're always there helping to raise money and awareness, and it was a special to us here, all the kindness you showed her, and it's not forgotten here. And our family still talks about all the nice things you did for her. I remember one time that Pete Caldari sung at her fundraiser. So just want you to know, it's a mitzvah you guys did for her, and won't be forgotten.
Well, Jay, she was special. She was the best. And sometimes even you, Jay, you know, you were a little bit, you know, you were very stern in your convictions about things, and sometimes you didn't want to waver. And we would go to Shannon because I used to say Shannon was the one that somehow would say, okay, let's keep this in perspective, Bruce. Don't be angry at Jay. We need to work this out. She was an amazing person, and not only me, but every writer in New York, everyone loved her immensely, and any of the events that we had for her, whether it was at the ball field at Little Ferry or Pete Caldera singing at Foley's and us doing a fundraiser, grassroots, everybody just giving a little bit of money, it just showed the affection that we had for her and the family. And for you, Jay, you did so much for her over the years. I know she was like a sister to you.
Yeah.
You treated her that way, but we felt she was family, and we will miss her forever.
Me too, Bruce. Bruce, you're great. You're a good friend, man, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, Brendan, how are you? Money.
Thanks, okay. Bruce. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks, Jay. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.